In Ocean's radiance, we find our way. The crown of sainthood, guiding night and day. The crown of sainthood, guiding night and day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another beautiful episode of the silsila Crown of Sainthood. Yes, we are talking about Sultan Awliya Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah, we are in his Mubarak month of Rabiul Ghaus Sharif. And in today's episode, we will discuss Ghaus-i Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh as the king of jinns, subhanallah. Yes, this is such a beautiful topic, and you would hear a very astonishing account of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh having authority and being the king of not only the humans but the jinns as well, subhanallah, subhanallah, as he is Ghaus-us Saqalain. He is not only the Ghaus of humans but the Ghaus of jinns as well, subhanallah. And inshallah, before we begin, let's remind one another to recite durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for which I will ask our esteemed Maulana sahab, our guest, to please mention a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the virtues of reciting durood and salam in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has beautifully mentioned that whoever recites salat upon me 200 times on Friday, his sins of 200 years will be forgiven.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
This is the blessings of reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such that it is the means of our sins being forgiven. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. Ameen thumma ameen.
Ameen bijahi nabi lameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, as it is the occasion of Garawi Sharif, let's inshallah recite Durood e Ghausiyya Sharif at the same time. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin ma'adun al-judi wal-karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim. Salatan wa salaman alayka da'iman ya Rasulullah wa ya Habibullah sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa ala alika wa sahbika ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as we have commenced this beautiful episode with the recitation of durood and salam in the court of the cream of creation, the crown of creation, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, let's inshallah rejuvenate our hearts and spirits with the dhikr of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is none other than Sayyidina Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Let's inshallah listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, after which we'll be back inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shaghe jila Ghaus-e Pak, Ghaus-e Pak, Peer-e Peera Ghaus-e Pak, Ghaus-e Pak, Meer-e Meera Ghaus-e Pak, Ghaus-e Pak, Ghaus-e Pak.
जानो दिल से तुम पे मेरी जान कुर्बान गौसे पाक, है सलामत तुमसे मेरा दीन व ईमान गौसे पाक,
है पीरे पीरा गौसे पाक, है मीरे मीरा गौसे पाक, महबूबे सुभान वलियों के सुल्तान, महबूबे यजदान सुल्तान ज़ीशान, मुश्किल हो आसान गौसे पाक,
जानो दिल से गौसे पे मेरी जान कुर्बान गौसे पाक, है सलामत तुमसे मेरा दीन व ईमान गौसे पाक,
मैं तेरा अदना भिकारी तू मेरा सुल्तान है, मैं तेरा अदना भिकारी तू मेरा सुल्तान है قسم حق کی یہ میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک ہے قسم حق کی یہ میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
آپ کی چشمِ کرم کا ایک اشارہ ہو اگر آپ کی چشمِ کرم کا ایک اشارہ ہو اگر دو جہاں کی مشکلیں ہو جائے آسان غوث پاک دو جہاں کی مشکلیں ہو جائے آسان غوث پاک
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
ناز قسمت پہ کروں پاؤں جہاں کی سروری ناز قسمت پہ کروں پاؤں جہاں کی سروری تیری چوکھٹ کا اگر بن جاؤں دربان غوث پاک تیری چوکھٹ کا اگر بن جاؤں دربان غوث پاک
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
ہے پیرے پیران ہے میرے میران محبوب سبحان ولیوں کے سلطان محبوب یزدان سلطان ذیشان مشکل ہو آسان
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
میری آنکھیں تیرا گنبد تیری چوکھٹ میرا سر میری آنکھیں تیرا گنبد تیری چوکھٹ میرا سر میرا لاشا اور ہو تیرا بیابان غوث پاک میرا لاشا اور ہو تیرا بیابان غوث پاک
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
بھیجا تو نے ہی معین الدین چشتی کو یہاں بھیجا تو نے ہی معین الدین چشتی کو یہاں ہند میں تیرے سبب سے ہے مسلمان غوث پاک ہند میں تیرے سبب سے ہے مسلمان غوث پاک
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
کیجئے امداد عزت دو جہاں میں دیجئے کیجئے امداد عزت دو جہاں میں دیجئے ہے جمیل قادری ادنا ثنا غاث پاک ہے جمیل قادری ادنا ثنا غاث پاک
جان دل سے تم سے میری جان پیدا غاث پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غاث پاک
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. الحمدللہ وی آر لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام اینڈ دا منقبت ریٹن اینڈ کمپوزڈ ان دا پریز آف سلطان الاولیاء سیدنا شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اینڈ ایز آور ٹاپک فار ٹوڈے از غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ایز دا کنگ آف جنز سبحان اللہ ایز ہی از غوث الثقلین. He doesn't only help us, the humans, but he is also the helper of the jinn. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Both the worlds, you know, Ghawsu Thaqalain, the world of humans and the world of jinns, he has authority over. Such is the esteemed honor that is placed upon him by the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jal and the bestowal of the mercy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidi, we alhamdulillah, we are discussing king of jinns. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak is the king of jinns. What are the accounts where his interaction with jinns and his authority is proven in one of his accounts of his biography, inshallah, azza wa jal?
Subhanallah. Many are the incidents and occurrences that have taken place in the life of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, in which he interacted with, you know, the jinn, in which he had a conversation with jinn, you know. But very beautiful one that comes to mind is the incident that has been recorded in a very auspicious, astonishing book called Bahjatul Asrar, in which Abu Sa'd Abdullah bin Ahmad Rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that once my daughter Fatima disappeared from the roof of the house. And he says, I became very, very worried and went to the blessed court of Sultanul Awliya Sayyidina Ghawse Azam and implored for help. Allahu Akbar. So look at the initial stage of this incident. I mean, Sayyidina Abu Sa'd Abdullah bin Ahmad, he loses his daughter. And then he knows that there is one great door that I need to knock at. And he thinks of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. Look, he was very, very worried. I mean, in conditions and in situations where the Murideen would be worried, they would go to the door of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. I mean, so he says, I became very, very worried, and then I went to the door of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I implored for help. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala then tells him that go to Karagh, it's actually a city, and sit in a deserted place over there during night, forming a spiritual circle around yourself. And after you have formed this spiritual circle around yourself, read Bismillah and contemplate of me. Allah, read Bismillah and contemplate of me. During the night, many caravans of jinns will pass by you. Allahu Akbar. Look at the knowledge of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu. He knows that many caravans of jinns will pass at that particular place. And then not only does he know the location in which they will pass, But he says something very surprising. He says, their faces will be very strange. He even knows the condition of the faces of the jinns. But he says to him, do not be frightened whatsoever. Whatever condition they will come to you or they would go pass by you with, don't you ever be frightened whatsoever. At the time of dawn, the king of jinns will come to you and ask you of your need. Tell him, Allahu Akbar. Tell him, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has sent me from Baghdad and you have to search for my lost daughter. So he says, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani tells him that when you see that king of the jinn, tell him that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani has given you order or has given me an order to give you to look for my daughter. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Therefore, I went to that particular place, he says. I went to that particular place, a deserted place. I set out and followed the instructions of Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. During the silence of the night, when the night was really, really quiet, Allahu Akbar. Terrifying jinns passed, you know, one after the other. Their faces were so horrific that I could not endure to look at them. They had such terrible faces that it became so difficult for me to take a glance at them, to actually see and to, you know, look at them. At the time of dawn, the king of jinns came riding on a horse along with many other jinns.
Subhanallah, Sayyidi, so that means the king of jinn is at the service of the ghulam of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak.
Allahu Akbar. This is exactly what it is. Just
Allahu
on the dot,
Akbar.
That the king of the jinns, the king of the jinns is actually at the feet of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullah ta'ala. And let's unpack it more. And for our listeners and the viewers of Madani Channel, for them to understand, for them to see the authority of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon him. It was such a great court of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it was not only restricted to human beings, but he had authority, or his authority was even extended to the jinn. Allahu Akbar. So at the time of dawn, the king of jinns came riding on a horse along with many other jinns. He remained outside the fencing, you know, that circle that I made. He remained around that circle and then asked me what I wanted. I said to him, Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayh has sent me to you. Allahu Akbar. Hearing that, he dismounted the horse and sat on the ground.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Just to know that this great murid of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu was sent to the king of jinns. This jinn could not stand the fact that he is receiving the message of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala whilst he is on his horse. In order to respect the message of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, he came off his horse and then he sat on the ground. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So he dismounted the horse and sat on the ground. The other jinns did the same and sat on the ground, you know, outside the fence. I informed him about my missing daughter. The king of jinns made an announcement amongst the jinns. Now the king of jinns now makes an announcement to the rest of the other jinns. And he says, who has kidnapped the girl? Like, where is the girl? Who has kidnapped the girl? Within moments, a Chinese jinn was captured and brought forward as a culprit. The king asked, why did you kidnap the girl from the city of the Qutb of this time?
Allahu
Akbar. Why did you kidnap the girl from the city of the Qutb of this time? The Chinese jinn trembled and replied, that, Your Highness, I fell in love with her at first sight. The king ordered for beheading of the Chinese jinn and had my beloved daughter returned to me. Thanking the king, I said, Masha Allah Azza wa Jal, you are a great devotee of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And the king of the jinns then replied, and he says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, when Ghawse Azam looks at us, when Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir looks at us, all the jinns begin to tremble. And when Allah Azza wa Jal nominates a qutb, all the jinns and human beings are ordered to obey him. Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, his command was not only obeyed by the humankind, even the jinn, let alone the jinn, the king of the jinn, would pay respect and would be so obedient in following the orders of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. So this is just one parable from amongst many other parables that are there that demonstrates the authority that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala had, not only on humans, but even regarding the jinn.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now this is so unique about Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this is the faizan of Ghawse Pak, that he doesn't only help us, the humans, his own kind, but he's also in charge and he has been given authority over other domains as well, such as the domain of jinns. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And we as humans, generally humans are afraid of jinns. Naturally, I mean, you see everyone, you ask anyone, are you afraid of jinns? They'll say yes. Yet, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, being a human, he is the king of all the jinns.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So he really has the authority, and he shows the authority of humans over jinns. Subhanallah. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala has been given that authority.
Subhanallah.
And if anyone is overtaken by jinns, alhamdulillah, there are many buzurganeddin who have sought the wasila of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and got rid of the jinns, the evil jinns that possessed one of the people. And as this person came and called Sayyidina Ghawse Pak for help, he asked him to help him. Because why? He had his yaqeen that Ghawse Pak will be able to help me, subhanallah.
SubhanAllah.
And buzurganeddin always sought help from Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And inshallah, let's inshallah read a beautiful poetry. It is also related to the help of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The shayar says, Peeron ke aap peer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Peeron ke aap peer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Ahle Safa ke meer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Ranjo alam kaseer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Hum aajiz o asir hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Peeron ke aap peer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Hum kaise ji rahe hai ye tumse kya kahe, Hum hai alam ke teer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Peeron ke aap peer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Tere hi haath laaj hai ya peer dastgir, Tere hi haath laaj hai ya peer dastgir, Hum tujhse dastgir hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Peeron ke aap peer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Ahle Safa ne paayi hai tumse rahe Safa, Sab tumse mustaneer hai ya Ghawse al-Madad, Sadqa Rasool Paak ka jholi mein daal do, ہم قادری فقیر ہیں یا غوث المدد، دل کی سنا اختر دل کی زبان میں، کہتے یہ بہتے نیر ہے یا غوث المدد، پیروں کے آپ پیر ہیں یا غوث المدد۔ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ سیدی الحمدللہ، وی جس سپوک اباؤٹ ہاؤ سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، ہی ہیز اتھارٹی اوور جنز، another fraternity altogether, another creation altogether. And when it comes to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and his spiritual prowess and his spiritual powers, subhanallah, even the hearts of people are in the hands of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar Bazzar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said that one Friday I was heading towards the masjid with Sayyidina Ghawse Adam rahmatullahi alayhi, and I thought that to be quite strange that whenever I go to the masjid on Fridays with my murshid, people gather around to say salam to him or shake his hand, and it becomes extremely difficult to continue walking. But today, no one is even paying attention to him. As soon as the thought originated in my mind, Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh looked at me with a smile, and suddenly people started rushing to shake hands with Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. There were so many people that a huge crowd interfered between me and my kind murshid Sayyidina Ghawse Pak. Now I thought to myself, it was much better before. You know, people would come and meet Sayyidina Ghawse Pak and it still wouldn't separate him from his Piro Murshid.
Allah.
But this time so much crowd came that it separated him from his Piro Murshid. As soon as it appeared in my mind, this thought appeared in his mind, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak said, "O Umar, it was you who desired the crowd.
Allah.
Don't you know that the hearts of the people are in my fist? If I want, I can lure their hearts towards me. And if I want, I can turn them away."
Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at the magnificence of the powers of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. How true it is that the Buzurganadin say, when you are in the presence of scholars, watch your tongue. But when you are in the presence of the awliya, watch your heart. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Kunjiyan dil ki khuda ne tujhe di aisi kar ki ye seena ho muhabbat ka khazina tera. Allahu Akbar. Allah gave the keys to the hearts in your hand, ya Ghaus. With your love and devotion, make our hearts withstand. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidi, just now we read the kalam, Ya Ghaus al-Madad. What are the accounts of people calling out to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and him coming to their aid? Subhanallah, there are numerous accounts. If Hazrat can mention few accounts, inshallah, azza wa jal, and inspire our hearts with this a beautiful karamat of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Alhamdulillah, as you have mentioned, Huzur, that there are many accounts in which Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu would help people when they used to call upon him. And one of those incidents that has happened is the one that has been narrated by Sayyidina Bishr Qarzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in which he beautifully states that once I was traveling with a business caravan along with 14 sugar-loaded camels. We all camped in a terrifying jungle during the night. In the first part of the night, 4 of my loaded camels got lost. They could not be found despite my tireless efforts. The caravan left without me, and I basically had to stay behind in order to search for my camels. I mean, you can understand, it's a caravan traveling for business purposes, and 4 of your goods loaded in a camel, you're not just losing, you know, the goods, you're losing the transportation with the goods.
Allah.
And this was a very terrifying situation for this great personality. Sayyidina Bishr Qarzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So he says, the following morning, I recalled that my murshid, Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, had once said, you know, he's thinking, how do I get help? What must I do? The caravan is leaving me. Yeah. You know, have you ever realized, Uzur, that this caravan that was there, they may have also tried all they could to assist him to get hold of his camels. But it came to a point where they also gave up.
Allah.
And he said, look, we cannot stay here. We've got responsibilities and what so forth. No, perhaps the journey is long. We need to continue. So what happened? They left him behind. He's sitting and thinking, what am I going to do? And at that moment, he says, I recalled that my murshid once said that whenever you are afflicted with an adversity or worry, call me. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be relieved from that adversity. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
He says, therefore, I cried for help, you know, saying, oh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir, I have lost my camels. And right away, I saw a wali of Allah dressed in a white clothes, standing upon a small hill towards the east. The saint pointed, and I started approaching him. As soon as I approached him, he disappeared. Allahu Akbar. We began to look around in a surprised and confused state. And all of a sudden, we saw our four lost camels sitting at the bottom of the hill. We caught them and we rejoined the caravan. Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Look at the authority of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. So, that people would call out to him for help, you know, and sometimes it even those that were with him, they would have tried all sorts of methods to try and find the camels. And all their, resources were exhausted in trying to find the camels of, you know, a murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. But as soon as he remembered one beautiful statement that was uttered by Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, that if you ever happen to face any difficulty, if you ever happen to face any adversity, do not hesitate. Call upon me. And inshallah, thumma inshallah, you will be helped. And therefore, when he remembered this, he cried in the court of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, through the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal, was able to assist and to basically help this murid.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now the Shair says that whenever someone says, oh Ghaus, help me, then even in an instant, those calamities that were meant to have befallen on that person, they are removed and turned back. Allah subhanallah.
And Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, regarding this scenario, you know, he says, the mafhum of which is, look, why is it so difficult for people to understand and to believe that the awliya Allah are able to help and are able to assist through the bestowal of Allah, through the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla? And he says something very, very beautiful. He says, look today,
yeah,
you know, technology and science has introduced such instruments that you sitting anywhere in the world, you sitting at one corner of the world, you would be able to communicate and to converse with another person who would perhaps be sitting, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands miles away from you.
Yes.
But you would be able to communicate with that person. And Amir al-Sunnah says, look, not only that, today, let alone being able to converse, being able to communicate with that particular person, but you would be able to even see that particular person. And where is he sitting? He's sitting very, very, very far away.
Yeah.
And all these are man-made instruments. And they are so fascinating, they are so complicated that they would be able to assist us to have a conversation with people that would be sitting very far away from ourselves. And at this juncture, he draws a very beautiful lesson. And then he says, well, what about the hearing of those who are the beloveds of Allah? What about the eyesight and the vision of those that are the beloveds of Allah? If man-made equipment is so sophisticated today that people are able to converse, one sitting at one corner of the world, another one sitting at one corner of the world. And I mean, let alone that, today we have something called conference call.
Yes.
You would be able to communicate with people sitting at different places altogether, and you would be able to see their faces. You'd be able to communicate with them at the same time. What about the awliya Allah? What about the beloveds of Allah? Can we even, think what is their capability? What is their vision? What is their, hearing and listening capability? Where the science and technology ends. In other words, there they cannot go any further. That is not even the starting point of the capability and the hearing, capability and the vision of those who are the beloveds of Allah.
SubhanAllah, so truly said, mashallah. Actually, that is the power that is bestowed upon them by Allah. That is not the power of the instrument.
Allah.
That is the power of the creator of all instruments, SubhanAllah, all creations. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given them that power. So Allah Azza wa Jal's power is the most supreme, and the most supreme has given them, has bestowed upon them that capability and ability to be able to perform these miraculous, forms of communication.
SubhanAllah.
It's nothing short of miracle. All technology fails when it comes to the power and the authority of Allah Azza wa Jal that He had bestowed upon His friends, SubhanAllah. Especially the king of all His friends, all awliya, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Sultanul Awliya, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, it is mentioned that when Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Hassan Ali Khabbaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was told about the incident of the lost camels that Mu'asab has just mentioned, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that he was told by Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Qasim that he heard Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saying, "One who calls me for my help in any adversity, he will be saved from it. One who calls on me in hardship, he will be relieved from his suffering. And one who asks Allah Azza wa Jal anything with reference of my name, his need will be fulfilled."
SubhanAllah.
The person who offers 2 rakat nafl salah and in each rakat recites Surah Ikhlas 11 times after Surah Al-Fatiha, and then after paying salam, he sends salat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then walks 11 steps towards the blessed city of Baghdad Sharif and calls out my name and asks for the fulfillment of a need, inshallah azza wa jal, his need will be fulfilled.
SubhanAllah.
Such is the power of Salat-e Ghawsiyah, the salat that is attributed to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as he has directed how this salah should be performed, SubhanAllah. Therefore, we call it Salat-e Ghawsiyah or Namaz-e Ghawsiyah, SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we convince those people, that keep on doubting the authority of the men of Allah, the friends of Allah, and they always have, shaitan is always on their back, riding on their back, and making them say these things, that, friends of Allah, they are not Allah, then why should we seek help from them? What can be the response for those people who are in a state of confusion, sitting on the fence, and they don't know, they are confused, and shaitan is confusing them even more? What remedy can be given, and what are the Islamic guidelines that can be imparted with them, inshallah, azza wa jal, so they have a clear understanding that this is not something un-Islamic, but this is, alhamdulillah, from amongst the teachings of Islam to seek help from the anbiya of Allah, from the awliya of Allah, who are not Allah, who are other than Allah.
to think that the awliya, Allah, the Ahlullah, the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, cannot be able to help and, you know, to seek their help and assistance is against the Quran. This mentality and this concept is indeed a shaitanic mentality. It is indeed a mentality that has been brought to people by shaitan. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal has not forbidden us as regard to asking help from others. Look in the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal has permitted us in various blessed verses of the Holy Quran. I mean, we can speak of the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We can perhaps speak of Sayyidina, the issue of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, of which we have highlighted on various occasions how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would ask for help from other than Allah, and how Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, you know, took help from Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, who was his brother. Let us focus on yet another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah is his helper, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and the righteous believers, and furthermore the angels are appointed as helpers. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the helper. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has also been appointed as the helper, and the righteous believers, now the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the awliya of Allah, the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, these are righteous believers, and furthermore the angels are also appointed as helpers. Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, yes, he is the helper, he is the ultimate helper.
Yes.
But he has indeed appointed those that can also be able to help, obviously through his bestowal, through the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Insha'Allah, by now this satanic whispering that no one can help except Allah Azza wa Jal should be uprooted. An interesting fact is that the people who migrated from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara, they are called the Muhajireen. And those that are the people of Madinatul Munawwara, they are called as the Ansar. And we all know that the literal meaning of the Ansar is actually the helpers. Allahu Akbar. And they helped, you know, those that migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama, you know, to Madinatul Munawwara. And we're speaking of great companions of Rasulullah SAW, the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, the likes of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan. They all came to Madinatul Munawwara, and then they got helped by the Ansar. And look at the beautiful title that Allah Azza wa Jal has given the people of Medina. He has given them the title of the Ansar. If to ask other than Allah Azza wa Jal was prohibited and it was wrong, I don't think Allah would have named the people of Medina as the Ansar.
SubhanAllah. It is also possible, Sayyidi, for Satan to make someone think that it is permissible to ask help from someone who's alive, but not when the person has passed away. If we carefully study the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And do not say about them who are slain in the path of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive. Yes, you are unaware. So, in this way, if this is the attribute of the martyrs, then how can one cast a doubt about the fact that the Prophets, alayhi salam, who are much higher in status than the martyrs, are also alive? SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Imam Bayhaqi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has written a booklet about the life of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, of the Prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam, and has written in Dalailun Nabuwah that Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhimu salam are alive like the martyrs and are with Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated about the high status of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in chapter 11 of Hamaat, that he is Sayyidina Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Jilani, and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has the authority in his blessed grave like the living has authority. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
This is the authority of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, even after departing from this dunya and being in his grave, like he has authority when he was alive. Allahu Akbar. So this doubt is also cleared, alhamdulillah. So whoever has any doubts, alhamdulillah, let Satan try his best. But inshallah, azal, we are here and we are seeking the help of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh to get rid of the evil whispers of all Satans. Inshallah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. As we have come to the end of today's episode, inshallah azza wa jal, make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal make us true qadris, true murids of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and grant us a proper share from the bestowal and the blessings from the court of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and his help most of all, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And with his help, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us salvation in this dunya and in the akhirah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it has been a wonderful journey with the viewers, alhamdulillah, with you there. And alhamdulillah, I thank Maulana Saab for being on this journey with us, and our alhamdulillah camera crew, our Khayam Bhai, the editors, the Mufattishin, and everyone who has come together to make this program and this silsila a success. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward all those who have helped us in any way. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Keep reciting durood and salam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Ghawse Azam's radiance, we find our way. The crown of sainthood, guiding night and day. The crown of sainthood, guiding night and day.